From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The government has charged three former executives of Merrill Lynch with fraud in connection with the Enron scandal. The indictments are the first to link the investment firm to the illegal business deals that boosted Enron's profits and hid its true condition from investors. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
These indictments allege that Merrill Lynch managers participated in an Enron scheme in the last days of 1999. Christopher Wray of the U.S. Justice Department says the goal was to devise a quick business deal that would add to Enron's profits before the end of the year.
According to the indictment, Enron attempted unsuccessfully in 1999 to sell an interest in electricity-generating power barges moored off the coast of Nigeria.
The government says three former Merrill Lynch executives offered to take the barges off Enron's hands: Daniel Bailey, James Brown, and Robert First. The government says they met with Enron's chief financial officer, Andrew Fastow, and an Enron vice president named Daniel Boyle. Both are already under indictment.
Enron, through Fastow and Boyle and others, then arranged for Merrill Lynch to serve as a temporary buyer so that Enron could record earnings and cash flow in 1999, making Enron appear more profitable than it was.
These are the first indictments that link Merrill Lynch to the web of shell companies and accounting gimmicks that Enron cooked up before the company imploded toward the end of 2001. Merrill executives, the government charges, had many motives. They hoped to enhance their company's status as a friend of Enron. That would ensure Merrill a bigger slice of future business with the energy company. And Merrill planned to book its own neat profit by selling those barges back to Enron at a 22% markup only a few months later. Christopher Wray of the Justice Department says executives at Enron had their own familiar motives.
As alleged, this fraudulent deal caused Enron's financial position to be overstated and its executives to be paid unwarranted bonuses.
Merrill Lynch has avoided the fate of accounting firm Arthur Andersen, which was charged and convicted for its role in the Enron scandal. But that's because Merrill agreed to cooperate and to accept responsibility for any criminal violations its executives may have committed. And Merrill has to submit to close government scrutiny for the foreseeable future. Christopher Wray says Merrill will have to create a committee to review any special deals the company embarks on with other firms.
For a period of 18 months, Merrill Lynch will retain an independent auditing firm to undertake a review of the processes established by the committee.
The government says this probe took so long because it involved millions of documents and because of efforts to block the investigation. That's why, in addition to fraud charges, former Merrill executive James Brown faces indictment for perjury and obstruction of justice for allegedly lying to the Enron grand jury. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.